The following program was previously broadcast.
Welcome to the Lion's Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
We do welcome you to another broadcast of the Lion's Den University Report, and we're here today in Terre Haute, Indiana, and we have a special guest with us, Dr. David Prentice, who is a professor at Indiana State in the Life Sciences Department and also an adjunct professor in medical and molecular genetics at Indiana University School of Medicine. And Dave, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, Glenn.
I know one of the values that Christians hold dear, because we believe in the teaching of the Bible, is the value of human life. And as someone involved in research of biological sciences, you've gotten into that one pretty heavy.
Quite a bit, right.
And we hold that human life is made in the image of God and sacred and special. And I understand one of your primary focuses has been stem cell research.
That's right. I've been very involved in that debate over the last few years in terms of embryo and stem cell research and human cloning. I do adult stem cell research with blood stem cells. I don't do embryonic stem cell research. And I think that's a key thing when people talk about stem cells. We need to keep an adjective on there. Are they talking about the embryonic, where a human life had to be destroyed? Or are we talking about something like adult stem cells or cord blood stem cells, where no one died, but where all the success in the research is coming from?
First of all, let's for those listeners who may not be familiar with the subject, maybe describe what is a stem cell and its value, and then we'll get into the ethics of which stem cells you choose to research on.
Right. Well, a stem cell at its basic level is a cell that can continue to grow and proliferate, make more cells, and then given the right signal can form many or perhaps even all of the tissues of the adult body. And that is what has led people to become so interested in this, because we have all of these diseases now where tissues and cells